Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We keep it real, we keep it raw, and we go live. Again, it's going to be on the Tellys M. Carr Facebook page. You have the opportunity to just, you know, fellowship in with us on the phone line, also through Facebook, and you can, you know, post your questions. You can leave any commentary that you may have. And, again, you can also press star 5 so that you can chime in on the phone line if you would like to speak that way. But also just a great opportunity to invite others to join us because although we keep it real, we keep it raw, we go live, we also have fun, and we present the Word of God as God will want us to do so. And we do it in a decent manner, in an orderly fashion, the way that we always do. So it's no different on tonight. And again, our topic, the topic that we've been discussing is do unto others, that golden rule. So at this time, we're going to bring in our leader, Mr. Tellys Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Miss Tanya.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, we've been talking about this whole week, doing it to others. This entire week, doing it to others as we would have them do unto us. Okay? So we're going to do the same thing this evening. The topic is going to be a little different. The substance is going to be the same, but we're going to dive into it a little deeper. So we're going with two wrongs don't make a right. It's the same meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that? So before we get started, let us go ahead and pray, Ms. LaTanya, and then we're going to get started with the call.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on tonight to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Father, for just keeping us throughout this day, dear God, for continuing to shower us with your grace and your mercy, dear Father. We thank you for bringing us all here together so that we can join in fellowship and we can just dwell in your presence, dear God. We ask that you will go before us, dear Father, and just allow all distractions to be removed, dear Father, so that we can be focused on what you would have for us to receive, dear God, and we can just go forward in decency and in order, dear Father. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for everyone that's assembled here, dear God, and we thank you for our leader who continues to lead and guide us on the path of righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So, two wrongs don't make a right. Doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Is Mr. DJ there this evening, Mr. LaTanya?
Yes, sir, he is.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
Okay, how about yourself?
Doing wonderful. Man, give us a little breakdown of what you gathered this past week.
Simply put, do unto others requires discipline. It requires for you to step outside of yourself, not be selfish, and only think of yourself. Or even with strangers, you have to be obedient. You have to be obedient and disciplined. And a lot of the problems that we have are due to what I'm calling fear. Fear, in my book, stands for false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to repeat that. False evidence appearing real. That's the acronym for fear. And that's...